Hi, my name is Carrie, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I am just loving the Loki series, so yeah, I want to talk about it again. Sure, there are a few things that I can criticize, as always, but overall, I'm excited every week to see what the scamp does next, and each episode usually takes me to places that I don't expect. For me, there seems to be something in the writing in the show that gets to me every time. In each episode to date, there has been a scene or a conversation between characters that has made me think deeply about things that I don't always necessarily ponder. I believe that part of this is because Loki, even on his best behavior, reflects things in my own life that I don't want to admit are there. He is loud and proud about parts of himself that bring me shame when I see them in my own life. He clearly and unabashedly craves control and power. He cannot stand someone being perceived to be better than him, and he revels in his hedonistic tendencies. Most recently, episode 4 got me thinking about the impact that lying has had on every aspect of the show. With a week between episodes, there is a lot of time to think and theorize about what is going to happen next. The problem is, every time I think I have a prediction about where the story might go, I remember that I am dealing with the most unreliable of narrators. There are not one, but two Lokis running around. One can take the form of someone else, one can enchant people, and they can both lie with ease if it furthers their objective. And they are running from an organization that has proven to be equally as unreliable, lying to its own workers about the very essence of who they are and what they are protecting. There is almost no information that has been provided to date that can be taken at face value. Apart from this deep undercurrent of lies, there's the more obvious and overt impact that lies have had on the relationship between the characters, specifically Mobius and Loki. Generally, Mobius appears to tell the truth, at least to the extent that he is aware of the truth. Loki, on the other hand, has established a solid reputation as a liar and continues to prove over and over that he cannot be trusted. As a result, when it matters the most, Loki's reputation prevents Mobius from believing him, even when he claims to be telling the truth. We first see this at Roxcart, when Loki insists that he can be trusted and is willing to earn that trust. Mobius, full of insight, remarks, "Why is it the people you can't trust are always saying, 'Trust me'?" Later, when Loki is brought back from Lamentus I, he desperately tries to communicate the truth he has learned from Sylvie, that the TVA is lying to Mobius. Mobius initially writes him off. Why would he risk everything he knows and believes about himself, his life, and his purpose on the basis of a cockroach's survival mechanism? If Mobius hadn't observed for himself the cracks starting to form in the facade of the TVA, I don't think that Loki ever could have convinced him. Even after seeing Renslayer cut off the interview with the now-deceased Hunter C-20, after she insists that she and everyone else at the TVA are variants, he is still stymied by the fact that he's placing his trust in the word of two Lokis. He has to ask again, do you swear she didn't implant those memories in Hunter C-20? Lying seems to be one of those sins that we judge based on degrees. A white lie is completely fine, even necessary sometimes, because we believe it serves some other noble objective like protecting someone's feelings. That doesn't do any harm, right? Then sometimes we just bend the truth a bit here and there, which is mostly still the truth, so that's fine, right? Then there are just the small lies that we tell to protect ourselves that don't really do any lasting, long-term damage, right? And then there are some bigger lies that, you know, as long as we don't tell them all the time, that's not too bad, right? And, you know, it really depends on our motives for the lie, right? Right? Wrong. Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19 says, "There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community." Of that list of seven things detested by God, two of them are directly related to lying. And why is that? Because regardless of our motives, and regardless of the size of the lie, and regardless of the lack of perceived harm that may occur, every single lie we tell erodes our trustworthiness, and we inch more and more towards earning a reputation like Loki's. We shouldn't have to swear multiple times that we are telling the truth or remind people that they should trust us. We should value honesty and live with such integrity that our word, as spoken, can be taken as truth. Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 not to swear oaths that enhance our veracity, since these automatically undermine our integrity by suggesting that there are times that we aren't telling the truth. This is precisely Mobius' observation. It is the untrustworthy that always have to say, "Trust me." Verse 37 says, All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. We need to avoid all types of lies, regardless of whether they are, quote, good or, quote, bad, to ensure that our reputation as honest people stays intact. If you find yourself in a position where people are frequently asking you, do you swear? And you are saying, trust me, a lot. Maybe it's time to take a hard look at whether your, quote, innocent lies have gained you a reputation that is not reflective of Christ. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Carrie for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, don't feed the gremlins after midnight.